Masai. It's not Parshat HaShavua. Masai is Parshat Yisrael, Klal Yisrael. It's Parshat Kol HaAdam V'Chayav, person in his life. What do I mean? The Masa'ot was not just then. We're going to learn the Masa'ot, something which is Nogea L'Dorei Dorot. Dorei Dorot. The Masa'ot, we're going to soon learn, was the Talich, the journey. It had in it the journey of Klal Yisrael through the Dorot till the time of Mashiach. And it also has a remes. It has meaning to the journey that a person has throughout his life. Every person is a journey. Every person is his world. He has his ride, so to speak. My ride and my journey is not the same as your ride and your journey. Every person has his journey. And it's Mirumaz, and it's the concept of it is Parshas Masa. Now let's explain what I just said. I said a tremendous yesod. Masai seemed like the Masa'ot that were in the Midbar. It's not particularly so. It's also so, which means it was the Masa'ot in the Midbar, but it was also a remes to the Masa'ot in the future. And it's also a remes to the personal Masa'ot that a person goes through. I want to begin by asking, of course, the question that everybody asks. What's the reason that the Masa'ot are brought, written, detailed? La'eze inyan. La'eze inyan. With the Masa'ot brought. What's the point of it? It's a thing of the past, through the Midbar. Who goes in the Midbar? What's the point of detailing? Okay, you have to explain to me. I can't talk. What's the point of the Masa'ot that it's written? This question everybody asks. Everybody asks this question. Another question, the names, the places. Where are these places? Who are these places? You start listing. We're soon going to learn there's going to be 42. 42 stops, 42 names. Whoever heard of these names, who knows about these names. So why would the Torah, that's eternal, the Torah which is eternal, talk about something which is kimat lahaya velo nivra. So haya, it's almost not nugeh. And the hova, it's almost, imagine a person starts talking about cities in Rome. Who's Rome? Where Rome? When Rome? It doesn't exist. What are you talking about? Third question, the Torah stresses that the Masa'ot were written al pi Hashem. We're soon going to learn some achloket rishonim how to explain the pasuk. The pasuk says, "Vayichtav Moishes Motzeim l'maseim al pi Hashem." Some rishonim learn that the al pi Hashem is going on the Motzeim l'maaseim, which means the travelings were al pi Hashem. Others learn that the Vayichtav Moshe was al pi Hashem. That Moshe wrote it according to the way Hashem told him to. Question, of course, is Ma Harabuta, what's the chidush in this? Of course, the whole Torah was written al pi Hashem. What, you think there's something in the Torah which was not dictated by HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So what's al pi Hashem? So if you learn L'maasehem al pi Hashem, okay, very good. L'maasehem means the travelings were al pi Hashem. Makes more sense, right? But if it's that it's written al pi Hashem, of course, we'll see the Rishayim, the Ramban learns that the writings were al pi Hashem. The Chidah brings Pshatim from Kadmonim that the travelings were al pi Hashem. It's a machloket in the Rishayim and the Mefarshim how to learn this. But if it's going back on that it was written al pi Hashem, what's the Chidush? What's the Chidush? And the fourth question, which I think is a very, very strong question. Could you imagine someone writing a book about the history of Klal Yisrael in the Midbar, not mentioning Kriyat Yamsuf, and not mentioning Matan Torah, not mentioning Egel, and not mentioning Mishkan? What are you talking about? You know what the book would be worth? Nothing. It would be a book without pages. I mean, what are you talking about? Where's the main story of the Midbar? Not here. You notice it doesn't mention not Mishkan. It doesn't mention not Kriyat Yam Suf. Mentions nothing from the main events. Hakma, you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay. I'm good.
Yeah? It's an unbelievable question. You ever think about it? You read Parshas Maaseh, you hear? You read Parshas Maaseh, there's no Zecher. There's no Zecher of Matan Torah, Mishkan. So how could you write that these are the Masa'ot, these are the travelings?
That's called Parshas Maaseh.
But so what? This is nothing. What? The Tavlusoyma and Matika? What? Who? What?
Basically, why do we need this?
No, it's a better question. If you want to write, if you want to bring the history, אנחנו שואלים כמה שאלות. שאלה ראשונה, בכלל מה עניין המסעות שיהיה כתובים? What's the point of it? Imagine reading a book, I went here and I sat here and I did, what? That's not the main details, right? What's the point of reading that? Second of all, the names, each name. What are these names? They don't exist these places anymore. So what's the point of bringing these names? And the truth is, I once thought about this, and I spoke to you about this in past years.
Yeah, same thing.
How could it be that there are names to these things? This was a Midbar. What are you talking about? What kind of, you know, in English is something called a ghost town. All right? So you go there. What do you find? Just a sign with the name of the town.
Ghost town.
And one sheriff. That's usually what you have. One sheriff and a bar. And two people. That's what they had. But here you didn't even have that. There was no sheriff, right? There was no bar. All it was a place of Midbar. Who named them? What name? Well, how did these places have names?
Oh.
I mean, what kind of names did they have? Imagine you go in the middle of the desert. Right here! This is San Paolo. What's San Paolo? What are you talking about? What are the names? It's Pile Play. You start reading, you don't even understand what kind of names, what kind of places. Good, but what's everything else? Everything else, everything else. 45, you're talking about 42 places. 42. Okay, calm down. Now, so the question is, why is it written? How and why are there names here to these places? What are the names? Who gave it to them? What is it all about? Also, it says, "Vayichtov Moshe al pi Hashem." Of course, al pi Hashem. The whole Torah was written al pi Hashem. So some learn that it's going back on the travelings. Masem was al pi Hashem. Chida learns like this from Shem Kadmonim, but the Ramban learns differently. Ramban learns that the writings was written al pi Hashem. So then, what's the chidush? It's Torah. Of course, it's written al pi Hashem. If you look at the whole history here, none of it is about the main events. The recorded trips, not about Matan Torah, not about Egel, not about Mishkan. So what's this? This is nothing. They went here, they went there. What is this all about? Now the truth is, there's a very big chidush. The Rechayim learns that Moshe Rabbeinu actually wrote this before it became Torah. This was a Pinkas. You know what a Pinkas is? It's a diary. Moshe Rabbeinu had a diary. Chaim learns. Chaim learns that Moshe Rabbeinu kept a diary. And this Parshas Maaseh is a diary. The only thing is that the Chaim says that the diary was also al pi Hashem. It was Betzivei HaMelech. Hashem told them to told Moshe to keep this diary. But if you look at Rabbi Yitzhak Levi Valozhin, he learns that Moshe Rabbeinu kept this diary and it had nothing to do with Al-Pi Hashem. It's not Moshe Rabbeinu kept the diary. Later Hashem said, take your diary and put it into the Torah. How do you explain a diary in English?
Nivnik.
In Russian, Nivnik. This is how the Archaim learns, that it was a diary. But the diary was al pi Hashem. Rabbi Yitzhak in Pek Kodosh learns, it was a regular diary. Moshe Rabbeinu kept a diary. Why would Moshe Rabbeinu need to keep a diary? You think one day he thought it would be a bestseller? Maybe. Who knows? Today, take a look. The Bible is the bestseller. Maybe he thought, you know, you can make some money off it one day. Why would Moshe Rabbeinu keep a diary? Well, it could be. Maybe. L'man yamod l'dorot. Which means he didn't know it would be in the Torah. I want to say another pshat. Something very interesting. I was thinking about it. You know, Yitro, he heard Kol Asher Osa Hashem Yisrael. Rashi says he heard Kriyas Yamsam Mechamsam. He heard the whole thing. Yet when he comes to the Midbar, Moshe Rabbeinu Vayisaper Moshe Elechotno Eis Kol Asher Osa Hashem, he repeats the whole story. Question is, why is he repeating the story to Yitro if it says clearly he heard it? So maybe he didn't hear. Maybe Moshe didn't know that. And maybe Yitro was a good listener. So he didn't stop you in the middle and say, oh, I heard that already. A lot of times you repeat something, yeah? You tell of a story. So the guy's a nice guy. You know what he does? Yeah, really, really? And he heard the story anyway. But if he's a rude guy, he says, yeah, I heard that. Okay, I know that story. Okay. So maybe Yitro was a good guy.
Interesting. Kid.
And he was listening, wanted to hear it again, maybe. Or maybe the story like the little children, you know? Little children, you could tell them the same story over and over again. Really? Wow, it's great. Same story. So maybe Yitro liked it again. Let's hear it again. The Brisker Rav has a different shot. The Brisker Rav learns that there was a mitzvah, sapru kol nifla oisav. There's a mitzvah to say over the stories, to repeat as a shevach, a praise. So who's he going to do this to, Moshe? To the people that were there? They were there. So he finally found somebody who wasn't there, Yitro. So the minute he came, he was mekayem the mitzvah with him. You know, there's something called ani. And brisk, they want to give matanot laniyim, someone who's a real ani. So when they find the ani, they use him as, this is my ani. You know, they use him for Purim. They even say over that a lot of times the briskers don't let people give that person money because then they can't be Mekayim on Purim, right? They can't use him for the ani on Purim. So don't give him, don't give him any money. I need him, he's my ani. So could be, Brisker Rav says, I'm just giving just to make it humorous, I don't mean all this, but the Brisker Rav says that Yitro was his man who he could give me Mekayim the mitzvah of what? Of Lisaper to say over. I want to say a different pshat. Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach. You know, the big story everybody hears, it's the details that you don't hear unless you're there. Moshe Rabbeinu saw the details. Yeah? And the trick, let's not use the word the trick, and the godless, the greatness. You know where the greatness is? The greatness is in the details. Yisrael heard Kriyat Yamsuf. Yisrael heard Milchemes Amalek. Yisrael, of course, heard everything, the big story. But the question is behind the scenes. The question is the details. How it really went down, as they say in English. This Moshe Rabbeinu filled him in. And could be Moshe Rabbeinu kept this as a diary. Of course, Mishkan and Kriyas Yamsuf and that's of course, you hear that, of course they knew. That's in the Torah. You know what Moshe Rabbeinu kept the diary? Of the small details. The small trials and tribulations. We went here, we went there. These are things that are not big. Adrab, the Masa'ot was not the big stories. The Masa'ot was the travelings to the big stories. It was the details.
And Moshe, if you didn't write them, would people...
Wait a minute. And why did he keep a diary? You know, Bali Musa speak about the importance of Hashgacha Pratit and to write it down. A person can live his whole life, you know. Yeah, I went to yeshiva. And then I went, I got married. I went, I had a child. And his whole life could run by that way. That's the big stories in your life. How about the details? How about the Yad Hashem that you see every day? If you don't pay attention to it and write it down and record it, A, because like this you pay attention when you have to write it down, and B, you remember it, then life just flew you by. might just flew you by. Yeah. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't want the history of the Midbar to fly by from Egel to Mishkan to Kriyat Yamsu to Matan Torah. He wrote down what? The Masa'ot. The trials and tribulations, the travelings, the going from here to there. He wrote it down. To keep cheshbon of the Yad Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu lived by paying attention every step of the way. We're going to get to that. Every step of the way. You hear? Every step of the way. So Moshe Rabbeinu went and recorded it. Abish says, take what you recorded and put it in the Torah. Of course, Mishkan. Moshe doesn't have to write about the Mishkan. The whole Chumash is about the Mishkan. Moshe doesn't have to write about Kriyas Yamsuf. Moshe doesn't have to write about Matan Torah. What Moshe Rabbeinu did was the Masa'ot. From this place, which seems insignificant, to this place, to that place, which we'll soon discuss what they were. Moshe Rabbeinu recorded it as Hashgacha Pratit. Keep track of the Hashgacha Pratit. I hold it Emet Lamita, what I'm teaching you. This is Parshat Masa. And we're going to learn that the person in his life is the same way. If he doesn't keep track, and he doesn't map out the Hashgacha Pratit in his personal Masa'ot, which we'll get to later, he's not going to see the whole picture. He will not see the whole picture. He'll see the marriage, the life, the day, but every day, the Hashgacha Pratit that goes through a person's journey in life. Keep a diary. That's what's going on. You got to keep track of it. Because then, and only then, you'll see Yad Hashem. You'll see Al-Pi Hashem. So let's discuss a little bit the Masa'ot and get back to this concept. What were the Masa'ot? Rashi says that the Masa'ot, Lama Nichtuva Masa'ot Alalu, of course that's Rashi's question, what's it written, what's it Negeya? Answers Rashi, L'idir Chasad of Shalmakim. That this is going to teach the Chesed of Hashem, that in 40 years all they traveled was this 42 travelings, which was not much. Most of it was done not in the first year. Afterwards, Rashi makes a whole cheshbon. You would think that they didn't have resting, and the answer is they only traveled this and they had plenty of time to rest. Rashi. Everybody knows the Rashi. Then Rashi brings from Tanchuma that it's like a child who's sick and the father takes him to the doctor, and then on the way back he says, here we had a headache and here we were cold. And not really sure the point of that. Very, very hard to understand what Rav Tanchuma wants. I mean, why would you come and see here we had a headache and here we were cold? I don't know. Maybe I guess when you take a trip with your son, you love your son, you remember the details. I don't know. This is what Rav Tanchuma says. The Ramban brings from Meir Nevuchim that the reason why that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote in the Torah, Al Pi Hashem, the Masa'ot, because future generations might come and deny the miracles of the Midbar. Nah, it can't be what? There must have been food. There must have been, you know, near a place where they were able to get the 7-Eleven. Impossible that they lived like this without any food and without anything. Mainly, they tell you the names of the places, and you know that these places are in the Midbar. It's empty, and there's no place where there's food or people around. And therefore you'll know that Hashem did with you tremendous miracles, and you'll admit the miracles. I don't quite get that, because just say they were in the Midbar. I mean, the Midbar doesn't have people around. I mean, and what? Now that you gave me the name of Divloim, I know better. Now you gave me another name over there. Let's see. Divlosaima or Chareda, Makela. Oh, they were Makela. Oh, now I know that they had Nisim and the flies. Oh, they were Tacha. Oh, now I have to admit that this was a tremendous miracle. All right. I don't quite get the. I don't quite get the whole story here in the Rambam, because according to the Rambam, I mean the point is they were in the Midbar, right? The names of the places and how they travel from one place to another. I don't quite see what the Rambam wants. Unless you say maybe, if you show such a detailed account, it can't be that it was made up. If someone tells you, yeah, he lived in the moon. Oh yeah, really? How'd he get to the moon? You don't have an answer, so you know that the story never happened, right? If I come and I explain to you that he traveled to the 4th Street, then 4th Street he went to NASA and then Florida. And in NASA, Florida, he went on to the tarmac. And I give you a whole story that he went to the moon, how he went to the moon, right? So you say it's too much details. Otherwise, it's a story, right? If you show details, that means it wasn't made up. Maybe that's what the Rambam means. You don't like the Teretz. You have a better one for me?
Better.
Okay, so if you don't have a better one, stay with this one. If you come up with a better one, I'll buy it. I can't help you, but this is what the Rambam says. The Rambam says clearly that the reason why we have Parshas Masi is to make sure that nobody comes and denies. I don't know. How does that help you? I don't really know. So it seems that he's saying is that these places were not near populated areas where they can get food. Okay, so just say they were in the Midbar. Well, you have to tell me they were Tachas, and once I know Tachas, what do I know about these places? Who are these Anashim? These are people from today, right? So, oh, they're going to read the Torah. Oh, they were in Risma.
Yeah, it's a place.
What? Yeah, but not in the Midbar. I'm saying, they were in Meiseros. Ooh, in Meiseros. They couldn't have gotten food over there. What does the Rambam want? I have no idea. Just say they were in the Midbar and finish. I don't know what he's talking. I'm going to the Lashon Rambam. This is a Rambam in Meir Nevuchim. It's a Rambam in Meir Nevuchim. Perik Nun. Shar Gimel Perik Nun. All right, it's there. You can look it up. The Rambam quotes it. Then the Ramban quotes his own pshat. He says like this, Rabbi Isai, you have to listen carefully to what it says. Says the Ramban. You hear? Oh, listen to a Ramban. Here it is. You ready? Shh. Hine michtav amasois mitzvah Hashem hi min ha-taim maniskar. To write the masaot was mitzvat Hashem. Either for the reasons we gave or for other reasons. Okay? What are the other reasons? Inyan leinis galulanu soidai. Something which the secret of it cannot be told. Shh, it's a secret, says the Ramban. Ki al pi Hashem, dovak im vayichtav Moshe. The al pi Hashem goes back onto the words vayichtav Moshe. Like Yedivrei Rav Avram Sha'amar, not like the Evan Ezra that learns that the Pi Hashem was what? L'maseyim, that the travelings were Pi Hashem. But rather the Ketiva was al Pi Hashem. Like, because this that they travel al Pi Hashem, it says al Pi Hashem Yachnu, al Pi Hashem Yisau. So what does it mean? It means Hashem told him to write it. Secret. So here today, I shall go against the Ramban and give you the site. I shall hereby not contradict, but break the vow of secrecy that the Ramban has. Ramban keeps it as a silence, as a secret. When is Galo Soida? You hear what the Ramban says?
Yeah.
The Masaot. Now, I want you to know, you think it's so pashit. You know, there was 42 Masaot. You aware of that? 42. Membet. 42 Masaot. Tell me, Hashem's name is what? How many letters?
42.
Is there a connection? Yes. You know how I know there's a connection? I'll tell you how I know there's a connection. The connection is in Shulchan Aruch. I'm not talking about Sfarim of who knows where. In Shulchan Aruch, okay? In Magen Avraham, in Simin Tav Chav Chet, Ot Chet, Siv Katan Chet, yeah? He brings some Tzror Amor, that when you have Masa'ah, you're not supposed to break up. Let's say, you know, if you notice, Sheni is where? Is after the first 10 or 12 Psukim. He says it's not a good custom. You're not supposed to have Sheni over there. You're supposed to finish the whole thing in one shot and not break it up, because it's Serufei Shemot of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mem Bet. It's a Magen Avraham, it's a Shulchan Aruch. This is not the books that you find under the shelves over there. It's a Shulchan Aruch. You have to read it all in one shot.
You read it like that.
What's that Shulchan Aruch?
No, yesterday was...
Yesterday was anyway mechubar. It was anyway mechubar.
Like, I didn't do that. I didn't do that. Same thing. He's used to it already.
This is where it is. At the end. At the end of the 42 Masa'ot, you can have Sheni. It's brought down to Shulchan Aruch. Not a joke. Magen Avraham. Halacha l'maaseh. I'm not interested in such questions. So he's telling you not to do that. Magen Avraham says it's wrong. Magen Avraham. It's not a joke. Mem Bet. You hear Hashem's 42 letters. His Shem Hashem is in the Masa'ot. It's getting more scary in the Masa'ot. You hear what's going on here? The Masa'ot are Lanitgalu Lanu Sodo. Get ready for the Sod. I'm going to teach you the Sod. Rabbeinu Bechaye, as well as the Ravad in Idiot, Perik Bet, Mishnah Tet, that these Masa'ot we're going to do on our way to Eretz Yisrael with Mashiach. We're going to travel on the same route. We're going to use a navigator. You know what the navigator is going to be? The GPS is going to be the Torah. We're going to sit there and use the map. Okay, next stop, Ramses. That's what it says here. The conductor is going to go. Next stop, Sukkot. Next stop, Eitam. Next stop, Piachirot. Next. And he's going to use this. This is going to be the map. Back. This is how we're going to go to Eretz Yisrael. You like it? For sure, Shani. The Shanim bring us that these Masa'ot is not something of the past. You see, these Masa'ot is something, a journey of the future. We're going to have to go through this journey. Let's discuss this a little bit. If you take a look, everybody quotes the Marami Pano. Everybody. I don't think there's a Sefer that doesn't quote it. The Marami Panon Asarama Marot says a chidush nifla. Eile Masai Bnei Yisrael. You hear? These are the travelings of the Bnei Yisrael. Eile Masai Bnei Yisrael says the Marami Pano. Hagdama Meula. Very good introduction to this parsha is to know the following. Ilulei chatanu be'egel. If we haven't sinned in the egel, hayu kol dalad malchias nechlalim betov galut mitzrayim. We would have been done with all the dalad galut in Egypt. It was done. Done deal. We would have been finished with it. We sinned in the egel, so now we have to revisit certain galut. And that is Eila. Eila masa'ai b'nei Yisrael. Aleph is Eila. Mem is Masai Bnei Beit Yisrael, Rosh Tevot, Edom, Madai, Bavel, and Yavan. So we would have been done with Edom, Bavel, Madai, Yavan. Where?
In
Mitzrayim. Had we not done the Egel. And that's the Pshat. Eile Lehecha Yisrael. By the Egel they said Eile. Guess what? Now you have Eile Masai Bnei Yisrael. Eile to Eile. Okay? You made Eila Lehecha Yisrael, now you have Eila Masa Ebenei Yisrael. Asara Mamarot. Achrei Ma.
First they went in Mitzrayim, then they sinned.
Right. First they went in Mitzrayim, they would have been finished. But then that they sinned, now they had to go back and redo Amada, Yavon, and Bavon.
Lo, Bamitba'atid.
Ani omer she'inyan shel ha-masa'ot ze lo achshav. Be'et k'tivat ha-Torah Bamidbar. Ze la'atid. The atid of Klal Yisrael is merumaz, is lays between the words in the Masa'ot. See clearly, Mada, Yavan, and that's shot Eila Lehecha, and because of Eila Lehecha, we have what? Eila Masa B'nei Yisrael. What's the inyan of the Masa'ot? What was it? So if you take a look at the Shla, famous Shla, the Shla says, we had to be mekabel the Torah. That was the ikar. That was the ikar. Why we went into the midbar. In order to be mekabel Torah, you have to have tshuva, and you also have to be mezachech. You have to cleanse yourself. Midbar is galut. Galut cleanses a person. He's ra'u lekabel haTorah. So says the Shlach Kodesh, and he says that's the pshat. Havi goleh, makom Torah. In order to go to Taira, you need galut. You have to be mechaper. You have to cleanse yourself. You can't stay home and enjoy mama's good food, mama's good osavo, or shpalov, and read the newspaper and watch a little TV on the side, and then you go to yeshiva. It doesn't work that way. Havi gole lemakom Torah. You have to get away, to run away, chaper, mizachech, it cleanses. So this is the inyan of the masaot according to the Shlach. It was the inyan of galut. Galut, galut, galut. If you look at the Chida seems to learn, it's more not so much the galut, as much as the getting away from the scene, the bodidut. He says, Rav Shimon bar Yochai went into galut. You know where? In the Ma'ara, in the cave. So the idea of going to the Midbar is like a cave more. It's about getting away. It's not about galut kapara. It's about galut litbodeh mashchina, to get away from it all. Yeah? You know, it's so interesting. Mashgiach HaLeku told me that Reb Nosson told me that Reb Aaron wanted Lakewood because it was supposed to be to get away from New York. That was supposed to be. It was supposed to come to Lakewood and you were away. You had nothing to do with the rest of the world. Little did he know. Lakewood became the world and New York is becoming the opposite. All right. Point B, what's the inyan of the Masoret? According to the Shlad's Galut, according to the Chida, it seems to be inyan of Hidbodedut, like a Ma'ara, to go into the cave. Svarim also writes, Reb Chaim speaks about this, Barichut, he speaks Parsha. It's also about Ma'aleni Tzotzot, that you go into the Midbar to be Ma'aleni Tzotzot, like Mitzrayim, right? Vayinatzu, it's Mitzrayim, Kimitzu D'Shein, Bodogim, they cleaned it out from all the Nitzotzot. Now, you guys don't have to be explained about Nitzotzot, because you guys live in that world, but I'm going to give you a little bit of a Litvisha, a little bit of a Bal Musar's understanding of Nitzotzot. And that is, that we go to places to fix, and to gain, and to work against the Yetzaharas of those places. So when we say we went to America to be maled in itzotzitzut of whatever America is, well, we can look at it that there's some kind of itzotzitzut with Kabbalah and so on and so forth, but we could also look at it in a very, very, you know, grounded way, and that is, it was what there's a Yetzahara here, and we have to fight that Yetzahara. And so is the tikkun in every galut that we went. In every galut, we have to what? We have to go and make sure that we fight that galut. I've told you many times that a Jew is supposed to not take it. He's supposed to work on not taking in the galut of the people around him. I've told this to you as many times as well, that there's two Mashiachs, Mashiach ben Yosef and Mashiach ben David. And my grandfather used to say over Meiridik, why do we need two Mashiachs? One is to take the Jew out of galut, and one is to take the galut out of the Jew. We need two types of Mashiachs. Yeah? Point. When you live in Egypt, they took from Egypt, so we had to fight that. They say over there, when two Jews fight, my grandfather used to say this, when two Jews fight, it's not the Jews that are fighting. It's the Galician guy in him that fights together with the Polish guy and the other guy. That's why a Galician Jew fights with a Polish Jew or a Sephardi with an Ashkenazi. It's the Moroccan fighting with the German, or the German fighting with the Syrian. I don't know. It has nothing to do with the Jews in us. Okay. The point being that galut is to make sure that we don't take it and we don't fight and then we don't absorb. And that's called malinitzitzis. That's called malinitzitzis. You hear? And that's the pshat. Ki api Hashem. The Chidah brings down a very nice pshat over here. Why were the travelings? I told you, some say that the ksiva was api Hashem, and some say the masaot were al pi Hashem. Why are the masaot al pi Hashem? Says the Chida, because only Hashem knew how long it was important to stay in each place. V'zeu al pi Hashem, says the Chida in Pnei David, ki hahu yedea talumais. Hashem knows deep inside the person. Kama zman tzorech b'chol masa l'saknoi. How much each place that they went to, how much time was needed to be mitaken. And that's pshat al pi Hashem, that it was according to Hashem, he dictated. Even Moshe Rabbeinu, who was the manik, couldn't know for sure when the right time to move on is. Maybe we still have to work on this midah. Maybe we still have to do things over here. So this Rabbi Sai is tikkun. Now let me explain to you something peladik. The Shemi Shmuel brings a meridika thing. You know the Shemi Shmuel? Shemi Shmuel is unbelievable. The Shemi Shmuel says that he brings from the Zohar HaKadosh that the Samach Mem, his dwelling place, is in the Midbar. Oh yes, sure. And I want you to know, he wasn't the only one to say it. The Or Chaim HaKadosh says it in this week's parsha as well. You should read it. He calls them the Belial. Yeah, says the Or Chaim HaKadosh. The Belial, you hear, is Kana Mikaimai. He's his dwelling place, where he's Kana Shvita, which means he, this is where he lives, is in the Midbar. And he says that's why there's Nechash and Vakravim over there. Why is there so many scorpions and snakes and lizards? Yeah. And the answer is, these are his chassidim. These are the chassidim of the Samach Mem. Brother Chaim says, Sha, take it easy. Let's see what it says. You ready? We're going to read it inside. Oh, listen to our Chaim. Come here. It's getting hot in here. What's the reason? You want to put on the air conditioner? The clothing. I'm going to put on the air. He says like this. Yeah. No, not putting on the air conditioner? Here it is. Yeah. One second. Here it is. Achin is Bayer. Al pi divrei anshi emes. He brings the Zohar HaKadosh. Shalichas Yisrael b'midbar. Hoysa levar nitzutze kedusha. Sh'onas isha blial. Hachoyne b'midbar hashamei. Ish HaBlial. Who's Ish HaBlial? It says the Satan, the Malchamavis, whatever, he's all the same, yeah. So where does he rest? Hachoyne b'midbar.
Shamem.
Shisham.
Kana mekomo.
Nachash.
Chasarof
ha'akrav. And that's why they swallow. He says, very interesting. See what he says? V'darko Yisham, adas Hashem lohoitzi b'yloi mipiv. It's interesting, huh? You notice snakes are big swallowers. They swallow you up.
Yeah, big snake.
The big snake swallows a guy whole. You know that? It's unbelievable. You know, I want you to know something interesting. Something very interesting. The snake does not chew. It has It has its muscles. And the muscles contract and just swallow. Just takes in the whole thing. You knew that?
You pull inside. You pull it.
It's unbelievable stuff.
Yeah. You don't bite. You don't eat. Pull. Just swallow inside.
It's hard to swallow. Legs
come out.
I know. Swallows you whole. I know. Everybody. It's
whole body expands because of the size.
But this big snake by himself. It's like a very big snake. This.
No, but all snakes do that. All, what they do.
Maniki does.
Really?
Maniki
expands.
I know. Half little fella, you hear? Lahaiti bailei mi piv. Wow. No, so the sun tries to swallow you alive, and you're supposed to fight that. And where is his main kingdom? It's in the Midbar. With the snakes, and the akravim, and the scorpions. This is, you know, whenever you see a thing of a monster, right? So they have his castle, and who are his... His chassidim around him over there. You have the snakes and the goblins and the vev and all the chasher. The midbar is full of that. It's full of that. You ever go to Harlem, you'll find it over there. Now, the kitzer. So this is the pshat in fighting the Yetzirah. Tikkunim. We go there to be mesakin. Okay. So let's discuss a little bit. Just the me'en shebe me'en, because the truth is, the masa'ot are so deep, like I explained to you. A, it's going to be the future journey of Klal Yisrael through the Dorot. As a matter of fact, the Chidav brings down Eila Masa'e B'nei Yisrael. So he brings down from Harav Kotnot Or that the whole Jew is Masa'e B'nei Yisrael, a wandering Jew. You notice that Jews don't stay still in one place. Schwarzes, if you tell, you put them in Harlem, they're gonna stay there till the nuclear war. That's it. They're there till they become president. They stay and stay and stay in the same. But till you, they destroy the homes and you got to build them new homes. But they stay. They stay on. Jews never stay in one place. Jews never stay in one place. You know, even when they came to America, since we've come to America, you know how many places we went to? We went from Brownsville to Bronx and Bronx to Crown Heights. And
then from Crown.
No, it's like unbelievable. The moving around is unbelievable.
All for you?
Saying the Jews, when they came here, they first went to the Bronx and then they went to Brownsville. And then from Brownsville, they went to Crown Heights. They were all over the place. And then they moved to Brooklyn. Now they're starting to move to Lakewood. I mean, it's an interesting phenomenon. It's Peledic. This is the Pshat. Harav Kostli Sar Pirish. Jews travel. The wandering Jew is part of its makeup. What do I want? So I want to tell you that part of wandering and going from place to place is part of our makeup. So when are we going to understand the Masa'ot, which is deep? So the Tziv says Al Pi Hashem, that's also Al Pi Hashem. That one day, Le'et Ketz, and the time of the end of B'nai Basar, when humanity will end and Mashiach will come, then it will be Nidbarer, Inyan HaMasot. The journey that we take in this world as a nation and possibly as an individual will become clear. It will become clear, Le'et Ketz, in the end of days. We'll understand what we're here for. We'll understand why the Jew had to go from Spain to Europe, to America, to all over the place. This is going to be the explanation to the journey. The Talich of Yisrael, Le'et Ketz, says the Netziv. And that's Al Pi Hashem. Al Pi Hashem. It's all Masa'ot Al Pi Hashem. Let's discuss a little bit. You're running away for the best part. You better come. You're going to miss. Okay, well, you make it fast. I'll try to repeat it. Make fast. So let's discuss a little bit. The me'en should be me'en to understand what the Masa'ot are about. I saw over here in Yalkut Ruveni, he brings from the Tziyuni a very interesting pshat. He brings from the Tziyuni, what is Etzion Gaver? One of the places they stopped was Etzion Gaver. So hold on to your seats because you're going to get a very, very interesting Tziyuni, a Medrash, and I'm going to explain it and you're going to be fascinated. So be prepared. Katvu mikubalim shenikra Etzion Gaver. What's Etzion Gaver? What is it? Lefi shayu bo anshei mo'atzot. Mo'atzot is people who give advice. The beki bechachmas tarnagol. That they are acquainted, they're knowledgeable in the Chachma called Tarnagol, Hanikra Gever, which are called Gever. A Tarnagol is called a Gever, right? A rooster. So therefore, since they're Biki, they know this Chachma of Tarnagol, they give Eitzot.
Who was before them?
This is Etzion Gever. In those places, I don't know, we'll soon see. Etzion Gaver has something to do with these people who give advice, and it has something to do with what? With the Tarnagol. As a matter of fact, if you look in the Targum Yoinasin, on the Pasuk, Etzion Gaver, our Gaver, he translates Targum Yoinasin, Tarnagol. Gaver means not the person, but Gaver the Tarnagol. Look at the Targum Yoinasin. You have a Targum over here? Etzion Gaver! Kihu Mavchin. What's this gover? Gover is something very interesting. He knows the difference between day and night. Even in its surah, the way it stands, its structure, and its crown, karbalta is a crown that has like a rooster as a crown. There are tremendous wisdoms in the Tarnago. The Hamevin side, and whoever knows the side, mi gadol haperech ba'avir, paga v'naga b'saidze. And whoever understands, I think the actual word is migdal. Side migdal haperech ba'avir, paga v'naga b'saidze. Whoever understands the concept of a migdal that's perech ba'avir, paga v'naga b'saidze. He touches on the side of the tarnagol. And this is what this place is all about, Etchem Gover. Okay, what's going on here? This sounds like such foreign concepts and words that we have to explain what it means. Okay, so I'm going to explain to you what this means. You ready? What is Etchem Gover? Okay, ready, Rabbi Yisai? Roosters, it has a tremendous surah, and the karbalta, its crown, and the migdal aperech ba'avir, and this has to do with the stop that they made in Etchem Gover. What's going on here? Okay, let me explain to you what's going on. The Yetzer Hara comes in many different forms. The Yetzer Haras of the world doesn't have to come to you with a pitchfork, with horns, and he tells you, come, let's go do Averis. That's not what happens. The Bria, instilled in the mechanism of the Bria, there's big Yetzaharas. You know, the Gover, the rooster, is a very interesting thing. It has a wisdom. It's Mavchin ben Yoyim uvein Laila. It's Mavchin ben Yoyim uvein Laila. It's its wisdom. So it's interesting that the Bali Eitzah, these wise men who gave advice, were Biki B'chachmas Tarnagol Hanikra Gever. Right? Krus HaGever is the chicken that teaches the person Yoyim V'Layim, day and night. Okay. It's Surah. You ever notice the way a Tarnagol walks? Royalty. Like Gaiva. That's a Gavalga Gaiva. It's an unbelievable posture. The Karbaltai is like a crown. You know, in the old films of comic strips, when they wanted to say a king, they would have the rooster put a crown on him. He was the king. In the comics, there's something about the rooster that's about Koichi Va'itzim Yadi, wisdom. The Migdal HaPerech Ba'avir, you know what a Migdal is? They wanted to build a tower. You know why they wanted to build a tower? Nasalon Hushem. They wanted to fight Hashem. They believed that they were stronger. They could overpower. So they're going to fly to where? To Shemayim. Do you know that there's a tremendous Yetzihara for NASA? You know what NASA is all about? NASA is all about going to the avir, to the skies. Why is it that way? And it's all about wisdom. NASA is science, it's tremendous science. Nasa la Nushem. It's exactly what it is. NASA is Nasa la Nushem, 100%. It's Migdal HaPerech Ba'avir. It's an unbelievable thing. And every nation is trying to fight to have it because it shows power. It's unbelievable. If you think about it. Etchem Gover, you know what Etchem Gover is all about? Koichi Va'itzim Yadi. And one of the stops that they had to fight in the Midbar was this Yetzirah, Etchem Gover. You know another stop that they had to fight? Pi Hachirot. You know what Pi Hachirot stands for? The freedom of the mouth. It's also Yetzirah. Pi Hachirot. It's also Koichi Va'itzim Yadi. You know what democracy really is based on?
Freedom of speech,
which is based on the wisdom of the founders. I listen all the time and I hear the way all these talk shows, they darshan. There's no one more smarter than the founders of the Constitution. That these were the most brilliant men. They fathered children from Avadim. That's not a kasha, that's a chachma. It's chachma to do that. Really? What was her name over there? The Schwarze that was the Einikel of Benjamin. What was her name over there? Recently, one of them, see, from the Chasheva Jefferson, Gahat Apar, you know, different families and Schwarzes and mine. Beautiful! Chachamim Nairayim! Unbelievable! No one's smarter than them, yeah? You know what freedom of speech is really based on? There's a certain Kaychen Reitz and Yadi in it. I have the right to talk. Who are your right to tell me what to do? I can say whatever I want. Freedom. Very deep, if you think about it. The Yetzirah is in the Midbar, yeah? You want to hear more, I'll tell you more. Piachirois. You like it. Piachirois. I'll tell you more. Ayachnu be'elosh. There's a meidu yachidara, if I say. Ah. Ayachnu be'elosh. What happened here? Kashva meis. Ayachnu be'elosh. You hear? What's elosh? How come you didn't write this down? This is very interesting.
I'm listening to stuff that I didn't want to write.
Such interesting stuff. Where are you going to hear this? Etchian Gover.
Yeah, you recorded it.
I recorded it.
Etchian Gover. You know what Etchian? It's Dovashal Pella. Has the roosters and the crown of the rooster and Migla Perea Bavir says it's unique. It has to do with the tower that's flying in the sky. And what's he talking about? What's Retta? What's going on here? Vayachnu be'elosh. Yeah, Vayachnu be'elosh. You ready? Sham yarev le'mamon. That's where the mon was. The mon was be'elosh. Why do we have the mon? B'schus Sarah. Shenemar, that says by her, Lushi vasi ugot. So elosh is Lushi vasi ugot. Elosh, Lushi. What are you laughing? The Balaturim brings us down. There's a Balaturim. Balaturim says, elosh is Lushi vasi ugot. So it has to do with Sarah. And the mon fell there, and that was B'schus Sarah. Kach katzab l'kute g'ayna kamoy ashkenaz b'sefer Rabbeinu Ephraim. The truth is, it's brought down the Balaturim. He says more, the Rabbeinu Ephraim. Yiska, which is the name of who?
Sarah.
Gematria Haman. Not Haman, but Haman.
Haman.
See, I woke you up. Gematria Haman. So I worked. I always, I'll tell you why. I have a son that asked me, what is the little boy, he asked me, what does Haman have to do with Agada? And his brothers till today don't forgive him for saying that. Every year Pesach he gets it over the head. You remember you didn't know you thought Haman has to Dagada. Alright. The kids are Gematria Haman. V'chein kasa v'sev panech raza. Ulfima shekasavnu banias lidreish l'shvach. So he's going to explain it, the chida. Mon, Sarah, Yiske, what's going on here? Says the Eil Yechida, says the Eil Yechida. The Avram Avinu, Olav HaShalom, Amash Loisi, Vishtameim Kemach. Avram Avinu said Kemach. Tell me, is Kemach better or Silus is better? Kemach is better. The Gemara tells us that normal women, Nashim Tzara, they're very cheap and very stingy and very, very jealous. Right? They have a lot of jealousy and stinginess. So what happened? So Sarah answered back, she'll do Silas. Silas Vasiu Guy. She made Silas. Okay. Avul Sarah Yatsa Michlalan. Sarah wasn't Ainat Sarah Bechaverta, right? Sarah Vilait Sarah. That's why her name is Sarah, not Sarah. You like that?
Sarah.
So that's what Chida says. Could you imagine if a guy's wife's name is Sarah, and she's really not a good wife, so you start calling it Sarah? Why not? Sarah is Sarah. My tzudala. My tzudala. Anyways, I will Sarah yatsa michlala, vihi Sarah, v'loi Sarah. Hashta hasi shapir, now it makes sense. The Sarah amra elu soilus. She said, I'll make Silas. Therefore, so therefore, we were Zaycha Taman. Because Lushi Vasiugai, so she wasn't cheap. She wasn't stingy. So Elu was Zaycha Taman. Okay, now I'm going to explain you what this is all about. You ready?
Okay, but he said Kemach.
Avram said Kemach.
So he said
Sarah said, no. Soilus is better.
Why is Soilus better?
Because it's fine, refined.
No, sort of.
Soilus, no? Soilus Vasiugais, no?
Delicious.
She says she brought Soilus is better. No, Soilus is refined flour. She gave Soilus. Avram said Lushi Vasiugais, and she said what? Soilus, I'm going to give good one. Kamach, Avram said Kamach. She said Soilus. Okay. So I want to explain to you like this. Why is the person Tzara B'chavert? Where does it come from? You know, women have very bad tchuna. They're very jealous. Women are jealous. The scorn of a jealous woman is the worst thing. You know that women are extremely jealous. You know that. Matter of fact, if you ever sat listening to a lady's conversation, it's all about the dress. This one's dress, and this one's that, and this one, and she has it. It's all about jealousy, yeah? Okay. Tell me, were you possible to be jealous about the money?
No.
It wasn't shy to be jealous, nothing to be jealous about. Because every person had the same. It looks the same. It sounds the same. Everybody got the same. And even if you picked more, you had the same anyway. Sicha, what is Sacha? She was Sacha. Her cook. Sicha is to look. Her look was not with jealousy. So Beschus's Klal Yisrael got the money in the midbar.
Again.
When they came to Elush, you know what they had to be mitaken? This Indian of jealousy. The whole trip was tikkunim and tikkunim and tikkunim. They had to be mitaken Etzion Gaver. They had to be mitaken Piachirot. They had to be mitaken this Indian of Lushi, Kina, Kina, Dizahav. All the different tikkunim. We're not talking about, like I explained to you, the big events that happened in Klal Yisrael. That's not the discussion of the Masa'ot. The Masa'ot were the tikkunim, the daily trials and tribulations against the Eitz Sahara. Let me show you a little more. You know, there's a place called Charda, and there's a place called Matika. You saw the place Matika in. Let me show you. It's one of the places here. Ma'isu Mecharda. And then they went to Matika. What's Matika? Here. Ayachnu Becharda, Tachat Mitka. Says the Baditcheva, Levi Yitzchak. Charda, they learned at that place not to fear the world, but to fear the Eibishter. Mitka, they learned how to appreciate sweetness in Torah and Mitzvahs. Every step of the way. Every step of the way, yeah. And we could go on Mestama more and more if you'd like. There's a very interesting Balaturim that explains the Shoresh of each one of these places. So look at the Balaturim, very interesting. Yes, the Balaturim on the Masa'ot goes through every place. What the Shoresh? No, but you'll need a Rebbe to sit there and explain you what's behind it, but the Shoresh of it. So I'm just showing you, Mitka. Baditcheva says, Matiku. Matikut. You see the Balaturim? You have it over there? Matikot. Go ahead, read it a little bit. Read.
Which one?
Go ahead, the big one that he goes through all the different names. Go ahead. He has a whole bunch of names over there.
Yeah.
Okay. So the point is that this was the travels with the tikkunim. Now I'm going to show you a little bit more. The Chidah learns that when you read Parshas Maaseh, that itself is the tikkun for these things. V'nagdim asher shamati mishem ha'mekubalim, writes the Chidah on Pnei David. The Bekra Yish Yehudi B'Torah, the Vim Uksuvim B'nyani Umas Ukiyaitza. When you read about all the nations, they went to find Amoin and Moyav and Oig and Mevar Nitzaitz HaKadosha. This is the Biru, this is how we do it. We're not going through the Midbar, you're going to go through the Midbar now. Mashiach comes, we might have to go through the Midbar like Rabbeinu Bechaya says. So how do we, in our daily lives in the Teretz, is through reading the Pesukim? The Tikkunim come through reading the Pesukim. And this is the Pshat. He brings from the Gemara, Chazir Damen Amoyim, Mizgar B'chu, because there were Oysukim Binyani Amen Amoyim. The Baal Shem Tov writes that Mem Beit Masa'ot is not only the general Klal Yisrael, but each individual in his life, his neshama, goes through Membet Masa'ot. Very interesting. What a masa. We have to discuss now. You look at Degel Machne Ephraim, he quotes the Baal Shem Tov. It says that each neshama has its own journey, and in his journey as well, there's membet masaot. You know, sometimes we change a job. Sometimes we go from a yeshiva to a job, or from a job to a yeshiva. You know, everybody has different... He's laughing, huh? I must know you very well. You asked a question, you got an answer. The masa'ot of a person in his life is litaken. There's reasons, there's a whole map for each individual, what he has to be misaken. I want to show you something interesting. It says, Zeh Sefer Toldos Adam. Yom Bro Lekimis Adam. Divrei Yom begins with this. Zeh Sefer Toldos Adam. In Kabbalah, it's brought down that every person is like a Sefer. And in the Torah, there's Masa'ot. So too, the individual is going to be writing his Masa'ot. Yeah? Zeh Sefer Toldos Adam. It's a book. You notice that we make Kaddish when a person dies, and we make Kaddish at the end of Masechet. So they say that every person is a Masechet for himself. Some people have 100 dapim in his Masechet. Some people have different numbers. But it's a life. It's a life. It's a whole life. I want to show you something interesting. If you notice, the pasuk begins Maseem leMotzehem, and Motzehem leMaseem. Starts, goes back and forth. So all the Mefarshim ask this question. Pasha Pshat Rabotai Archaim, they all speak. When you travel, the stops that you make, it's all to get to the destination, right? When you get off on the highway to get gas and the chveis and the chveis. Danish, it's all a stop. It's not important to stop, right?
No.
It's to get to the
destination.
The way we travel is a little different, you see. We travel and the stops have meanings. It's true there's Maitseim L'Maseim. There are stops for the travelings, but there's also travelings for the stops. Stops we make in life are part of the journey, you see. It's all part of the journey. It's all, I don't know about getting guests in Danish, but the point is that the stops that we make, it's all part of the big cheshbon. Rabbi Yitzhak Glaser in Koch Ve'Arif explains, the Masa'ot doesn't have to even mean literally traveling. Masa'ot Rabotai can mean when a person goes from one stage of his life to another. He goes from 12 years old to about mitzvah boy. About mitzvah boy to a teenager to a married. The stages in life. And just like Motze'ehem means stops. Why were there stops? Why did they just keep on traveling? You think Hashem can't make miracles that could travel nonstop? So he brings from the Mefarshim that the Motze'ehem were tlechaniot. Stops that what? Rest to be mitbonen, to take in the lessons that were learned. You have to stop to pay attention to what happened. Here I stop. What did I learn from this? There are stops. In the trip, if you keep on traveling through life that way, you don't make stops to listen and to think and to take in what you learned and what you learned. Then the life just runs by. There's an inyan of Motze'em. Okay? Bali Musa. So you see that all the Sifri Kabbalah and the Bali Musa, they all have the same concept. That the masa'ot of a person needs stopping to contemplate because life is a journey. And the masa'ot of a person is Eila Masa'e B'nei Yisrael. Just like Klal Yisrael as a whole has a journey, the individual has his journey as well. I want to tell you over one more very interesting point. If you notice, I don't know if the Sfaradim have such a custom, but Ashkenaz has a custom that when they say the masa'ot, they sing it. There's a certain song that they use. It's a shira. Just like by the shira, they use the same thing. You heard this problem. They do it like a shira. What's the point of that? And you know what the answer is? When you look at the stops, sometimes they're not pretty. Sometimes they're hard. But when you look at it as a full journey, the entire picture, it's shira. It's a song because it has all harmony. There's a pshat to it. There's a reason for it. There's an understanding to it. Az Yashem Maisha. Yeah, Az Yashem Maisha. What's Az Yashem Maisha? Az, then he sang. Why? So we said, first he made a mistake. He said, Az, me Az di bar di el pari. In the beginning when I spoke to Parai, it was bid. Then later on, when he saw Kriyas Yamsuf, he said, Az, the same thing, Az Yashir. So what's the shir? When he saw the beginning, it was bid. But then he saw the end, and he realized the whole picture of it. And you realize shir, it all fits. That's when you start to have shir, that's when you start to have soul. This is the pshat, the membeis masaot. You're right, this part of the journey was not that pretty, and this part was difficult, and this was this. But all in all, look at the whole picture of the journey of life. Yashir Maishan. There's a lot of shira involved. A lot of shira. So this is the point. Pinkus, a person has to keep records of his journey. You know why? Because if you don't keep records, then the journey is once, 1 year I did this, 2 years later I did that. But the journey has different parts to it. And you see the Yad Hashem, you see that Hashem is there for you, and as you see Hashem is behind everything, and each person has a detailed journey where he's supposed to go. You keep record of that. You'll see tremendous masaot within the person's life. This Rabbi Sai is Elam Masad B'nai Yisrael. Elam Masad B'nai Yisrael. Tikkunim. Everything we jump in our... Every situation that we get into. I want to just add one more thing. You know, Galus Rabbi Sai doesn't have to mean that I kicked out of one land and I go to another land. You know, we live in America and we're in Galus. But we're not really in Galus. Are we really in Galus? Are we so in Galus? Is it true? Seems like we're pretty much set, you know. We have jobs, we have life. And the answer is, then the Galus comes inside. And we're not settled inside. There was a time that a Jew felt very menucha with himself, and his not menucha came from the outside. Today we're in the opposite situation. The outside's full of menucha, and the inside is all galus. All mapito. So I want to tell you something very scary. You know, I love you all dearly, and I come from far to teach you. So I don't care if you realize that I'm not afraid to say what I want to say.
Please.
I say the truth. You like it, good. You don't like it, you can leave. I don't really care. That's how I talk in Lakewood. Works. I talk like that. Here you guys are too sweet for that. Here I have to tell you how much I love you. There I have to tell them how much I hate them, and that's at least not like you. Over there I tell them, I hate you, you just go jump in the lake. Oh, really? Good. Give me more. You're laughing. My first proposition, they came to my house, a group of guys of Lakewood, Gevira Madira, the richest guys of Lakewood. They want me to become their Rav. I was right out of here from El Simcha. The Bukharians are sweet people, you know. You have to be sweet with them. And that's how I grew up in my home also. I didn't know the outside world yet. I was a little bit rough, you know. I didn't know the rough edges on the outside world. So they're sitting there and they ask me a question. What happens if in shul two people are fighting? How do you deal with it? So I said, what do you mean, how do I deal with it? I go over to each person and I explain to them that it's not good to fight, and Abbas Hashem and Abbas Yisrael. Right there and then it was over. It was finished. Done. So, like, after the whole conversation, they came back and they said, you said this, this is what we didn't like. I said, but what did I say? I said that you should fight. He said, yeah, we didn't like that. We like it hot and heavy, he tells us. We like, you should give it to us between the eyes and say, you're right, you're wrong, and you should scream at the guy who's wrong. And I'm going, oh. I had no idea which world I was coming to. I was so taken back by it. I was like, whoa. I know Shaykh is the outside world. So here I can tell you I love you dearly. So I'll tell you what I love you dearly. The Shem Yishmul brings down. If you notice that right after the Masa'ot, we have Arei Miklat. It's also Galut. Interesting. How many Arei Miklat are there? Also 42. 42. Membet. Again, the Shem Hashem with Membet. Very interesting. Shem Yishmul. The beginning of the parsha is Masorot Membet, Galut. Ari Miklat, Galut. We don't have Ari Miklat today, but we still have the Galut of Ari Miklat. What causes that? So he says an unbelievable thing. Ritzicha b'shogeg. Today nobody kills b'shog. We don't have this whole situation. But Atzad Zera Levantali, he says, is a type of headache b'shogeg. It's the same in the same realm. It's killing. It's murder. Ritzicha. So true, there's no chiyuv with Eidut and the Mita and so on and so forth. But it's in the same thing like horeg b'shogeg. And you go to Galut for that. Who knows if the galut within is not because of this. The Stipler writes clearly that when a person is not shomer in these inyanim, he's very unhappy.
What? Unhappy?
Very unhappy. He writes many letters about it. Many letters. He said the atzfut of the daughter today is based on this nikudai. Because when you're not shomer in these inyanim, you're not happy. Atzfut, it brings atzfut. Now, could be, it makes a lot of sense, everything. You know, you have to understand, person is not inside clean. So it's like a midbar, you know. A person like a midbar right away takes it himself. The Aruch Hayim says, kana blial, right? He's kana. The blial is kana himself, the midbar. It says, clearly in the pasuk, borek em bumayim. Avon nechashiv ha-karabim yesh bo. The Bali Musar always say, borek em bumayim, ein mayim el ha-toyro. The minute there's no toyro, what happens? Come in. You make empty space for the Yetzirah, like a midbar inside. He's going to come. This is the atzvut. This is the galut that we live in. Outwardly, pretty good. Homes, we can come, we can go. Freedom. But we don't have what, Rabotai? We don't have inside. It's the galut. Terrible galut. Terrible. And this is it. We cause with our sins, we can cause our own galut. We have to fight. Membet Masaot means to fight. I want you to know, he brings very interesting that it's Gematria Gevura. The Chida brings down. The Tavis Eila Masiai, Gematria Gevura. Yeah. Eila Masai, Gematria Gevura. Shayatarich Gevura, Lotila Ordin, Totsa Kedusha, Mamibra Gadol Manoir. Take strength to do Masaot. To fight. It takes a lot of strength, Rabotai. Strength. Gvura. You know, it's much easier to let life just fly by you. Yeah, you come, you go, you have a good time, you drink a coffee, you drink a pina colada, you come, a bissel of Bukharian food, a dancing band, chaka machaka, whatever the music you guys sing over there.
Chinga.
Right? Chinga machinga, what's it called again? Sounds like apes dancing in the wilderness. Chinga machinga. Shame. All right? Life can run you by that way. It's a lot of gevura to follow the stops, to learn from them, to be mitaken along the way. I wish you each one to finish your journey properly with the membet masaot, bishleimut, biroi lekabalat haTorah, lachmis b'Eretz Yisrael, v'meir b'yamei.